Hello, I'm Wendy Douglas, and this is 10 Minute Tuesdays. Thank you for joining us, where we bring you the news, events, weather, and sports from Carthage, Missouri in less than 10 minutes every Tuesday. This is a product of CarthageNewsOnline.com and Virtual Carthage, and we're sponsored by Jeff Hodkin at American Family Insurance. This week, Jeff has a ribbon cutting on Thursday, January 14th at his new location on Chestnut and Garrison. So stop in at 10 a.m. and see what Jeff can do for you and your family in 2021. We also encourage you to send all your events and information to Carthage News Online, and we will share those in future stories. So we would love to see some photos of sports and happy birthdays, anniversaries, things like that. Send that to info@CarthageNewsOnline.com. And with that, we'll start our headlines today. Our top story is from our classified ads. If you go to CarthageNewsOnline.com/classifieds, you'll find information about our Triumph Job Fair at Memorial Hall in Carthage this week. That event starts Thursday and runs Friday and Saturday. And the top starting pay for that position is $16.25. So go to our classified ads and find more details about how you can apply if you're looking for a job. Our next story we have from the Fair Acres Family YMCA. The Steadley Memorial Trust in the Fair Acres Family YMCA and Carthage Golf Course have all partnered together to bring the Carthage the best golf simulator in the industry. Conveniently located at the YMCA Youth Activity Center on 400 South Maple. This information comes from their Facebook page, and you can find a link to actually book some time with the golf simulator for yourself and your playing partners. Rentals are available to the public for $40 an hour and at discounted rates for YMCA members and Carthage Golf Course members. Also, we have information about filing for office. The deadline for filing for the school board and for city council is next Tuesday, January 19th. So if you're interested in filing as a city council person or as a school board member and you'd like to run for office, you'll need to have those forms out to the specific facilities and filed by next Tuesday. And with that, we'll lead with David.
Hello, Carthage. Hope everyone's had a fantastic Tuesday so far. I'm David, Carthage News Online, and here is a little bit of what's going on. First, we're now on Twitter and Instagram, and we will continue to post on Facebook. So look us up on Instagram and Twitter for stuff we share there, photos, whatnot. Looking at some stories that we have online, there's a great historical piece written by an area resident about the Fidelity Post Office on our website. Log on, CarthageNewsOnline.com, check it out. Very cool historical piece, history of Fidelity Post Office, previous owners, how it came about, all that stuff. Really good read, so check that out. OSHA has cited Butterball for COVID-19 reporting violations. You can also read more about that on our website, CarthageNewsOnline.com. Local bank, Arvest Bank here in Carthage, has a new team member. Lewis Rangel has joined as community development mortgage lender. So swing by and say hi to Lewis there at Arvest. Looking over at weather, looks like we're going to have a slight warm-up Wednesday and Thursday, then another cool-down Friday into the weekend. We love Southwest Missouri weather. What can we say? Cold one day, warm the next, freezing, hot. You know, we go through all seasons in like a week. So good stuff there. Looking at sports, Carthage girls basketball is 1-0 in the COC. They knocked off Joplin last week, 44-25. The boys and girls are in Carl Junction tonight for COC action. So good luck there, boys and girls. Let's bring home a win. Girls swim team finished fifth in the Ozarks Invitation over the weekend. That was out of 25 teams, so that's a good finish there, you know, beating 20 other teams. So good job. And then so they are at home Friday for the Carthage Invitational. High school wrestling, participated in Excelsior Springs varsity tournament on Saturday. Carlos Reyes, Braxton Tate, Luke Gall, Kanan Vogt, and Alexis Vasquez all won individual titles in their weight groups. Great job there. Looking forward to the next matchup. And then before I go, I just want to remind everyone to slow down in school zones. The Carthage Police Department put a reminder on their Facebook that they have received some calls of people maybe not slowing down in those school zone areas and driving erratically. So please look out for our kids. I have two kids that go to the junior high. I'm sure there's people on here watching that have children, grandchildren, whatnot, brothers, sisters. Please look out for them. Accidents can happen within a split second. So drive attentively, both hands on the wheel, phones down, buckle up. All right. Have a good rest of the week. We will see you on Friday.
And thank you for the headlines and sports, David, especially the information about the school zones. I saw that on Carthage PD's website, Facebook page as well. And that's definitely some important information to know, especially when it's wet and cold and maybe frozen out on the ground. Make sure to make some extra stopping time for those kids. And in additional news on CarthageNewsOnline.com, we have lots on our event calendar, including virtual workshops that you can attend and a blood drive this week. And with that, we'll pass it over to John for some more headlines and news.
Hi, everyone. Hope everybody had a good new year. Welcome to 2021. Maybe it'll be a little less crazy than 2020 was, but I wouldn't count on it. What's going on in Carthage? Interesting news. Carthage City Council met on Tuesday night. They're going to they're talking about a memorandum of understanding with Schreiber Foods. Schreiber is planning to expand its big distribution facility in the southwest part of town, and among the things they need from the city are road improvements on Hazel Avenue. Hazel Avenue is going to be rebuilt, resurfaced, reinforced to be a truck route, because you're going to have trucks hauling cheese and out of that expanded Schreiber plant. It also, this memorandum of understanding also discusses changing the southbound side of the exit ramps to I-49 into a roundabout. That would also include Dr. Russell Smith Way going to the hospital. Be a kind of a five-directional roundabout for traffic coming off the highway, going onto the highway, and then heading down to the hospital. So, that's some of what's going on. Eric's Run, January 24th, 30th anniversary Eric's Run. That's a pretty big deal. Go to Facebook. Rick and Donna Grove have a Facebook page for Eric's Run. There's information there on how to sign up for that. Like I said, January 24th. It might be cold, but it'll be a fun run. 5K, flat and fast is what they say on the Facebook page. Go sign up for that. Another interesting thing. I don't know, maybe some of you have seen them. If you're driving north, maybe on the Highway 249 bypass over by Webb City, maybe I heard someone told me you could see them coming out of the Schreiber Distribution Center down on Fairview. Going north, that section of Highway 96 that goes northwest on the west or west of town, you'll see a bunch of red lights blinking on the horizon, blinking in unison, a whole bunch of red lights. Turns out those aren't even in Jasper County. Those are the red airplane warning lights on the top of the wind turbines in the North Fork Ridge Wind Farm. 69 wind turbines. That wind farm's almost been completed. Those turbines are turning and producing power. And all those lights that you can see way off in the distance, those are the lights on the top of each of those wind turbines, blinking in unison. Just an interesting thing I noticed a few weeks ago, and I've had a couple of people ask about. Thank you very much. Have a nice week. Talk to you later. Bye.
And thanks for your report, John. It's good to see you. And I was really curious about the lights as well. So a wind farm, I'll have to keep an eye out for that. And some good information to share. With that, we're going to close out our 10-Minute Tuesday and again invite you to send your information, news, weather, picks, sporting events, things like that to info@carthagenewsonline.com. And we'll catch you this Friday for our weekend review and next Tuesday for our 10-Minute Tuesday. Thank you. Bye.